The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
The fear of what if? This devotional reminder is for those of us who deal occasionally, or sometimes very often, with the what if question. That's a question that comes to mind with mostly negative fears. As we look at this common issue, one of the first passages that comes to my mind is the verse in 2 Timothy, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." God does not give us the spirit of fear, but very much the opposite of fear, faith, and the peace that comes with it. And faith gives us hope, powerful hope, that drives out fear. When we choose to exercise that, we experience very much different attitudes and feelings, such as calmness, confidence, acceptance of the unknown, and mental clarity. We can experience an assurance, boldness, self-assurance, courage, and fortitude. When we put our trust in Jesus and walk with God, understanding that He is the one really directing our steps, following Him with our whole hearts, then that will give us strength, confidence, and peace. Psalm 37, "Trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you." Later in that same chapter, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." And Psalm 27, "Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord." Psalms 23, a psalm of David, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me." Hebrews 11, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." From Philippians 4, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now, folks, here's a concept that I'm personally working on, and I invite you to ask God's help to turn around that what-if fear, and remember that the opposite of fear is faith. Our faith gives us an optimistic state of mind. Repent from that fear mindset, turn it around to be a what if in confidence, faith that it is going to be good, bringing blessings. We expect a positive outcome. What if God does meet this need, does keep me safe, and will use this for good in my life? Romans 8. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? And Psalm 37, verse 34, "Hope in the Lord and keep His way. He will exalt you to inherit the land and when the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. God help us to kick the old ways of fear over to the curb and replace it with faith and trust, putting our hands in the hands of Jesus.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.